You're listening to the Well Woman Healthy Lifestyle Podcast, and I'm your host, Michelle Broad, Certified Women's Health Adult Nurse Practitioner. Ladies, I am a busy professional woman. I'm in of that sandwich generation between helping my daughter take care of my grandkids and taking care of my 92-year-old mom with Alzheimer's, running a company, and still practicing medicine. I know that life can get busy, and I know that sometimes our health can be put on the back burner due to this busyness. That's why I created this podcast, because I want you to become your number one self-care hero, and that comes through understanding your own body. So each week, we're going to explore topics that matter most to you, from managing a chronic condition, to seeking preventative care, or if you're simply striving for more balance in your busy life, this podcast is your go-to resource. So join me each week if you're ready to take control of your health and you want to become your number one self-care advocate. Because ladies, when it comes to your health, you deserve nothing less than the best. So let's embark on this journey together. Okay, ladies, and welcome back to another episode. So today we are going to be talking about our brains, okay? And I'm going to give you some ways that you can prime your brain for success. Because here's the thing, ladies. You know, our brains are essential, not only for the quality of our physical health, but also for our mental performance. Things like smoking, excess alcohol, stress, a poor diet, just to name a few, can have such a significant detrimental impact on your brain's functionability. These habits also can contribute to things like high blood pressure, cognitive decline, and dementia/Alzheimer's. So here's the thing. We know, fortunately, that habits can be changed. And I definitely know that new strategies can be learned. And that's what we're doing here with the podcast. We are getting rid of old habits little by little, and we are forming new strategies and we are learning new techniques to help us. So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about how can we improve our brain and how can we prime it better for success. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is a high-quality diet, okay? Because ladies, high-quality foods are essential for your brain health and for physical fitness. So one of the things that I really like, one of the nutrition plans that I like, I don't want to call things diets, but one of the plans that I happen to like better than most of them that are out there is called the Mediterranean diet. And the reason that I love it so much is because it focuses much more on a plant-based type of diet, okay? It focuses on fruits and on vegetables. It focuses on nuts, seeds, beans, fish, whole grains, and healthy oils like olive and avocado oils, okay? And I like to look at things for myself and for you, and I like to base things a lot of times in studies that I read or in research that I can bring to you. So here's the thing. Based on a study of 502,536 participants, people who followed the principles of the Mediterranean diet had a 23% less chance of developing dementia or Alzheimer's. Also, research has found that the Mediterranean diet may improve your cognitive capabilities, such as memory. Okay, and we talked about memory, I believe it was in our last episode too. So a diet that is, you know, that is away from the high saturated fats of meat, that is more targeted towards healthy oils like olive oil and avocados, that has more whole grains, that is more fruit-based, more nut-based, more vegetable-based, has beans, those type of things, ladies, they are all giving nutrients to your body. And they're giving nutrients to your brain, especially your brain, who needs that because we are using our brains so much. We are bombarded every day with so many things that we have to think about that if we're not replenishing those nutrients for our brain cells to function better, we are going to be seeing hard times. We're not going to be remembering things a lot, okay? Do you ever get like where you've got so many things going on and you're trying to remember so many things and you forget a lot? I get that way too. It's because I have to slow down. And part of brain health is also slowing down. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. So the next thing, and you know that I'm never going to probably talk to you about any topic, okay, no matter what it is, without talking to you about stress reduction and relaxation. Because chronic stress, ladies, as we have talked about so many times, can have a significant harmful effect on your brain's function. Yale Medicine defines chronic stress as a consistent sense of feeling pressured and overwhelmed over a long period of time. Okay, so yeah, Absolutely. In today's hectic world, there are many causes for chronic stress, such as life changes, an unpleasant career, a family dysfunction, you know, health issues, financial things, you know, changing jobs, losing jobs, you know, taking care of our elderly parents. Some of us are even taking care of our grandkids. All these things can cause stress, and it can cause chronic stress. And even though we may not feel it, it's still affecting us, and it's affecting our brains, okay? Because when we are stressed, our brain increases glucocorticoid production, including the stress hormone cortisol, okay? And when we're producing more cortisol, we are constantly in a state of adrenaline flux, okay? We've talked about, you know, the HPA, dysfunctional axis dysfunction. It's no longer called adrenal fatigue, but it's where our adrenals are constantly pumping out cortisol to a point that they kind of get tired and they can't do it anymore, which can lead us to feel fatigued. And that can lead to brain fog. It can lead to memory loss. It can lead to decrease in concentration. You name it. All those things that our brains are responsible for. When we got too much cortisol going and we're not slowing down enough, we are actually giving our brains a disservice. We're taking away our brain's functionability and our brain's power to do all the things that it needs to do. Okay? So, what you can do, though, to help is you can do what's called mindful meditation and mindful relaxation. This is a form of meditation that helps you focus, ladies, on the present rather than dwelling on the past or situations that cause you to worry. Other key concepts include paying attention to your surroundings, accepting yourself with love and with grace, and focusing on your breathing, because breathing gives us a new state and a new sense of relaxation, okay? So here's the thing, ladies. So many of us who are busy women, we are always thinking of one thing next, the step ahead. And yes, while it's great to have goals and it's great to have a look at ahead, it's also very important for us to be present and to focus on what we're doing at the moment. You know, how many of us are at an event and then we're also looking at our cell phones, we're also checking things in our purse, and we're not paying attention to maybe the person who's actually speaking at the event. Or we're sitting and we're doing multiple things at one time. Does anything ever really get done when we're doing multiple things at one time? Not really. So slow down and give yourself some space and give yourself some grace. And you know that I'm also going to always talk to you about physical activity, because that goes so far in helping us to reduce stress. So here's the thing. The Center for Creative Leadership asked over 1,500 executives how exercise impacts their performance. Here's what they said. Approximately 90% said that physical activity clearly impacts their performance, 12% reported some impact, and no one reported zero impact. Okay, so let me say that again. No one reported zero impact. Respondents reported that regular exercise improved mental clarity and increased their focus, it increased their alertness, and it improved their problem-solving skills. So in addition to improving your brain, exercise also has physical benefits such as lowering your blood pressure, helping you with your cholesterol, reducing anxiety, improving sleep, and strengthening your immune system. Okay? So stay mentally active. Because here's another fact, ladies. Your brain must be exercised like a muscle. If your brain doesn't get sufficient exercise, the results can be early cognitive decline. There are many activities that you can do to give your brain a workout, such as reading, learning a new language, playing games. I like doing that with my granddaughter. Or I especially love working jigsaw puzzles. It's one of my favorite pastime things if I can ever sit down and do it long enough. Me and my granddaughter have puzzle night where we just put her puzzles together and we love it. The next thing, again, like we talked about last week, going to reiterate it again here, is the importance of sleep, because its effects on your brain should not be underestimated. I'm going to say that again. The effects on your brain should not be underestimated. When you sleep deeply, your brain, ladies, repairs itself and rejuvenates your immune system. When you're in REM, which is rapid eye movement sleep, the brain compiles details that you learned during the prior day. So when you have inadequate sleep, that contributes to feeling exhausted. It can cause you to have poor concentration. It can help you have bad mood, and it can lead to memory disorders and It can suppress your immune system, okay, leading to chronic illnesses. So if you cannot go to sleep or stay asleep, like we talked about last week, create a bedtime routine by going to bed at the same time every night and waking up at the same time in the morning. Over time, what this is going to do, ladies, it's going to help set your internal clock and become a regular sleep pattern. Also, like we talked about last week, turn off your electronics at least 2 hours prior to bedtime. This includes all cell phones, computers, and social media. Eliminate caffeine after 12 p.m. The most common source of caffeine are coffee, tea, soda, and chocolate. Okay, you can have decaf afterwards. Avoid eating before bedtime to prevent gastrointestinal issues that may keep you awake. Okay? Avoid smoking if you smoke. Because here's the thing. Although we may feel that cigarettes helps us to be calm, and we might find pleasure in it, there is also a huge risk to brain functionability. A study by the American Heart Association found that smoking is associated with cognitive decline, leading to worsening performance. So that's all I got to say about that. Not going to harp beyond that, but just take that to heart. Next, be socially active. Because here's the thing, social interaction can help us to reduce stress, and it can help reduce depression. And it also can help prevent memory loss. So look for ways to interact with others, especially if you live alone. It's very important for you to get out and socialize with other people. Being alone all the time is not good for your brain health. Brain atrophy has been linked to a lack of socialization. So being social helps you to strengthen your brain health. Next, I want you to find inspiration. This has got to be one of my favorite things. The things that we tend to take for granted can be inspirational and good for our brain health. For example, Psych Central notes that watching the sunrise gives you a feeling of awe, it boosts your mood, and it helps you to have a big picture mentality where we view situations broadly rather than focusing on limited details. It opens your mind to evaluating scenarios entirely rather than breaking them into detailed parts. Okay? People may also find inspiration from art, visiting a park, or watching a sunset, or just going to the beach, or going to the mountains, or just sitting outside in your backyard and looking at the clouds. Look for inspiration every day in all the things that you do. Because ladies, like we talked about many, many times, okay, your health has to be looked at from a 3,000-foot view. It's not just about your physical health. It's about your mental health. It's about your spiritual health. It's about your relationship health. It's about your, you know, your entrepreneurial health. It's about your career health. All of those things impact your health. So we must look at each one of them and interact with all of those to make ourselves healthy as a whole being. Okay? So a healthy brain, it keeps our sensory, our cognitive, our behavioral, our emotional, and our motor functions working smoothly. It is essential that we, as busy professional women, develop good habits, okay, for brain health, like we talked about today, such as eating properly, being physically and mentally and socially active, and getting sufficient sleep. So practicing all of these tips that we talked about today, ladies, can boost your brain health, which in turn is going to prime your brain for success and well-being. So there you have it. I hope that you got something from this episode. I hope that you're going to take some of these tips, you're going to put them in practice so that you can start to see an improvement in your brain function. So just want to recap today, we went over 8 ways to prime your brain for success. 1, the Mediterranean diet, try it. 2, reduce stress with mindful relaxation. 3, be physically active. 4, sleep well. 5, avoid smoking. 6, find inspiration. Oops, that's only 6. What about 8? Well, I might have a bit off count, but hey, that's okay. It's because I'm tired right now while I'm doing this, but I wanted to get it done because I love bringing these to you and I really want you to be inspired by the stuff that you're learning. So if you like this episode, please share it with your girlfriends, follow the podcast, come on over and like us at Well Woman Network on Instagram. Follow us at Well Woman Network on YouTube. We've got the channel up. We've got several videos up there. We've got several shorts up there. And please subscribe to our channel and have all your girlfriends subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know what things you want to hear, how we can help you with a problem that you may be facing with your health, that we can come on the podcast and talk about that episode. Okay? We love to hear from you. We love talking with you. We love getting inspiration from you. We love teaching you, and we love learning from you. Okay, ladies? So as I always say, may God richly bless your week, and talk to you next week, and bye for now.